Today's episode, The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi, is made possible by our incredible sponsors. Thank you for supporting our show, and we impact and create things to help people all around the world. Now, before we dive in, I want you to hit tap, subscribe, and follow so you never miss an episode. It takes 2 seconds and it helps us reach more people who need this message. Now, for our special guest, I'm very, very excited because it's Gregory. And Gregory is in photography and he has a website called jamesphotography.com. Gregory helps clients reconnect themselves through a powerful trauma-aware boudoir experience that shifts self-perception and unlocks real confidence. Now, Gregory, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you on the show. Tell everybody, give them a little hello and tell them a little about yourself so they know a little more about you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Stacey. I'm like so excited to be on your show. This is such a fantastic program that you put together, and I'm so honored to just be a part of this. And I really want a lot of people to know more about what it is that I do because, yes, I am a boudoir photographer. However, I just use boudoir photography essentially as a device to help people change their self-perception because I fundamentally do believe that if you change your self-perception, it can change your entire direction in your life. Okay. And I come about this from a completely different way than most other boudoir photographers. A lot of them do dive very deep into the whole sexy atmosphere of it, which is all fine and well. A lot of people want to channel that, sexy feeling. A lot of people really do want to feel desirable. We kind of just have this innate feeling within us. So I do help people with that, but I take it so many more steps further and deeper than just that, because when I was first sold on boudoir photography, everyone was telling me how it was like a life-changing experience for their clients. And I'm like, wow, I could like really get behind that. It's like I get to be creative and change people's lives. Okay, sign me up. But once I started diving into it and I saw what other photographers were doing, Stacey, like it wasn't nice. Especially a lot of male photographers doing this did it for like nefarious reasons and they would take advantage of people. But even the ones who were doing it professionally, what they were doing was they were just churning out clients left and right, which was very good for business. But a lot of their clients came back to me and they were just like, yeah, it wasn't what I expected. A lot of people want to get more in touch with who they are, and doing it through photography is just like one of the most fun ways that you can do that. So I've been doing this for a decade now, and over the years, what I've developed is a very unique 3-day experience for my clients. So it's not that you come in for a 1-hour long photo shoot, I send you digitals, and that's it. It's an in-depth 3-day process that I actually created. Yeah.
I love that. Now, when did you realize a camera could be a healing tool, not just an instrument that was just a thing that took pictures of images?
Yeah. So first of all, once I started getting into photography, I tried shooting everything before I landed on boudoir. I didn't even think like this was like a viable option for business, But it's like when you really think about it, it's like, yeah, there are lingerie photographers, there are other boudoir photographers out there. It's like, yeah, people want this, people need this. And I started doing, like flower photography, food photography, product photography, wedding photography, which I hated so much. Weddings are so much. Like, I cannot do a wedding, like, ever. And sometimes I do get clients asking me, it's like, hey, I'm actually getting married now. I'm like, sorry, here's someone else you could go to. I can't do that. Also, infant photography, when like my first daughter was born. Holy heck. I mean, like some of the pictures that these infant photographers take, I have no idea how they get it because these kids are just like all over the place. So God bless them for doing that. It's another thing I cannot do, So I discovered boudoir photography. And once again, I learned how it could be life-changing for people. And I started practicing it. And oh my God, this was like when I first kind of realized that there was something to it. So it was an ad that I saw online. It was, who wants to shoot beautiful models? And I'm like, okay, this is kind of, in line with like boudoir photography. So let me sign up for this, see what it's all about. So I go to this workshop in the city, and it's me and of course, like three or four other guys, because it's like, who wants to shoot beautiful women in lingerie? It's like, yeah, guys. But once we got there, I thought it was going to be a workshop, but what it was the guy who owned the studio just set up a light, called the model over, and he turns to us and he's like, okay, go ahead. And it essentially became like a paparazzi shoot. Like everyone around me was just like click, 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 click. And I'm like, holy crap. I'm like, this is not what it's supposed to be. So I was like the first one. Like I actually just went up to the model. I'm like, hey, I'm Greg. What's your name? And she's like, I'm Diana. We got, a little rapport going on. I knew nothing about posing at the time. So I had photos on my phone and I'm just like, hey, like, you want to try doing this? So I was the only one giving her guidance. And we kind of kept a relationship after that shoot. And I was also testing out prints at the time. So I had like this big, like 16 by 24 print or something like that. Just had my first baby, and I was like, I can't keep this up in my house or anything like this. So I gave it to her. I'm like, have this print. I'm not using it. And what she ended up doing, it was a really nice shot because like the way it was cropped, it looked more like a glamour shot than like a lingerie shot. So she ended up giving it to her grandmother who lived in Russia, who never gets to see her. And she was just so thankful for it. And like she was so impressed with it. I was happy with the photos. They weren't the greatest, but at the time I was really proud of myself. And just the fact that I got thanks for my work was just enough of like a spark to be like, there's something here. Because everything else that I did not get thanks for. Food photography, product photography. It's like they appreciated the product, they appreciated the end result, but it was never like, oh my God, like this was so meaningful to me. And once I started getting that, I started diving into boudoir even more. And I really started finding clients who this was really life-changing for them. Not because it's like, oh, they have a pretty photo of them, but because they finally saw themselves. That kind of like voice that's inside of us that's like begging to come out. What I do with my experience is we kind of narrow in on who you actually are. What is that voice really trying to say? How can we bring that out? And then we shoot it, we capture it. And then on the third day, which is the private photo exhibition, you get to see that person in like the most extravagant way ever. Because what I do is I actually set up a private gallery for my clients. So once they walk in, they're just floored by everything that they see. And that's what really makes it stick. So yeah.
I love that. I love that. Now, I was looking at some of your stuff and it's extraordinary.
Oh,
Now,
thank you.
you're welcome. What are some of the myths about confidence? Did you have to like unlearn as a creator and as a person also?
I mean, listen, when it comes to confidence, your confidence level shifts depending on what you're trying to do,
Very
And
true.
doing a boudoir shoot specifically is really stepping out of a lot of people's comfort zone. But I make it super easy and super fun for people. So it's like they're scared up front, but once like they talk to me, once they get to know me, once they see everything that's involved, it's nowhere near as scary as it seems. And especially when it comes to like wearing lingerie in front of somebody else, it's like that's normally like the big sticking thing. It's like, oh my God, like I had one client and she actually ended up doing kind of like fine art nude prints. Okay. And that's the full extreme of it. Okay. But the way she described it was like so funny to me, but it made a lot of sense. She said, yeah, it felt very clinical when I was with him. Like I felt like I was at like the doctor's office where I could just be free and like it was fine. And I'm just like, okay, I don't know if I really like being described as being like a doctor's office, but just like that level of comfort is what I create for all of my clients. And you see the photos and like a lot of them are like dark and moody and sensual and sexy. That's not what it's like when we're shooting at all. It's very brightly lit, the room that we're in and everything. There's always an assistant with me, we got hair, makeup, all that good stuff. So I do everything in my power to make my clients as comfortable as possible. But when it comes to their, just talking about confidence in general, best way to kind of get over that is to kind of just like not give a shit about things. It's just once you kind of get to that point, that's when real confidence kind of takes over because you're like, okay, why am I really worried about this thing? It's really not something I should worry about. I know I got this. And that's what confidence is all about. It's you just realizing I got this. So once you kind of get rid of like all that negativity that's really holding you back, that's when you could fully be yourself.
Oh, 100%, 100%. Now you talk about people being fully seen emotionally and physically. What does being seen mean in your studio?
So it means being fully seen. And it means being fully seen for who's inside of you. Not
Mm-hmm.
necessarily fully seen as in, I'm not wearing any clothes, okay? It's not that. You know, that's only for the people who really do want that. And honestly, there's a lot of power in doing kind of like fine art nudes, okay? Because what I've realized is, just to kind of sidetrack a little bit, but the less you wear, the more it is of you. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like when clients look at some of their portraits, you know, if we're doing like full glam or like you're looking in like an amazing dress or something like that, you still have the opportunity to be like, yeah, I look good in that picture, but it's really the dress. It's really the makeup. But when you do
Right.
like fine art nude, it's like that is all you. There are no excuses at that point. So that's the power in
Right.
that. But
Right.
yeah, you know, being fully seen, it's really just getting more in touch with who you really are. And that's why my day one is so important. Because what I do on day one is an in-depth consultation, but it's also a process that I call the personality reveal. Okay. And
Yeah.
what this is, it's just a set series of questions and prompts that I guide you through, but it's done in a very specific way. And when we do it in this way, it really gets to the core of who my clients are. And it even goes deeper than that to help them uncover the essence of what really makes them them. And
Yeah.
once you get to that point, okay, once you understand the essence of who you really are, that's when like those doors of confidence start opening up for you. And it's great because I do that with my clients right away before we're even in front of a camera. So
Right.
doing that also helps them get super comfortable and super confident.
Yeah. And you have to feel comfortable and you have to feel confident mentally and physically, you know, in yourself, you know, and by doing that, you have to really kind of just like know, kind of fit into your shoes, figure out what those shoes, that shoe size is. And
It's
once you
really
get
true because, you know, using the shoe example, a lot of us are wearing the wrong shoes, you
yeah.
know, and we don't realize it fully until we're walking around and it's like, oh my God, my feet are crippled right now. These hurt so much. It's like, I can't go on living like this because these shoes are horrible. But if you switch out that shoe with a shoe that's more comfortable to you, now you could walk and live your life more fully because it's much more comfortable.
Yeah.
And we wear the wrong shoes because of society and life and past experiences. You know,
Yeah.
there's a lot of things that come up with my clients where it's like they're living the wrong version of themselves because of what other people told them or how
Yeah.
other people kind of like forced them into believing they needed to be in order to kind of like even just survive, you know,
Right.
with. So I help people find the right shoes.
I love that. I love that. Now, in your words, healing isn't always fixing something. Sometimes it's remembering. What does that look like in real life?
Once again, it's remembering who you are because we lose touch with that so
Wow.
often, you know. A lot of my clients are mothers, okay? Once you are a mother, you know, especially if you're still married, it's like you're a wife, a mother, a person, your job title, you're all these things. And
Yeah.
all of those things really distract you from who you really are. So it's like,
Yes.
okay, who actually is Stacy? You know, it's like that's what I want to get to. That's what I want to bring out. And that's what I do for my clients. So yeah, I kind of forgot what the first question was, but that's where we went with
You know,
it.
that is a problem that so many people suffer from. And I've had so many discussions because when you strip away all the titles and you that person is now, you know, stripped away from being a mother, being a working woman, being, you know, a wife, this, that, and all the other things. You know, she's no longer soccer mom. You take all those things away. Okay, who are you? And a lot of people will look at you dumbfounded because they don't know who they really are. That's why
It's so
you
true.
see empty nesty syndrome is like a huge thing, because once all those people leave, you know, and your kids leave and grow up, who are you now? And that's a question that at all age groups people go through.
It really is, and it's definitely one that I help people really refine and figure out for themselves. I had one client where we did the personality reveal with her. And I schedule 3 hours for these. Okay. It's long, it's in depth. However, this one was going on past like 5 hours.
Wow.
But that's just because like these questions keep coming up and everything. And it's really helping her kind of like figure out what like she really wanted for herself, like what was the path she wanted to walk on. And this was in my previous studio. We had like a private rooftop, and I noticed that the sun was setting at the time. So it's like, you know what, let's just take this out on the roof. So she's looking at the sun setting, and like she realizes, she's like, yeah, I really do want to just like continue taking care of people, because she was a nurse. And she was like, that's really like who I am. Like, that's what I really love and enjoy doing. And it was hard for her to even just realize that because of everything else that she went through with her past. Like, I'm not gonna get into like depths of like what certain clients go through, but there's a lot of horrible stuff that a lot of women specifically go through. And just having her kind of like realize that, and having like this kind of like sunset revelation, was just freaking amazing that I was able to like kind of like offer that to her and get her to that point. And she's moved on from that, and she's doing really well for herself. And I just love being able to kind of help people reframe and get in touch with who their true identity really is. And listen, a lot of us are lovers and carers, and we lose touch with that just because of all the crap that we deal with in life, you know?
So true. So
And
true.
a lot of my clients just get used and abused all the time. So it's like when that keeps happening to you, when you keep giving, 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 and you feel like you're not receiving enough, it's really, you know, I kind of equate this to kind of like a pitcher of water. Okay. So when it comes to love, okay, your love is kind of like a pitcher of water that you're pouring out to everybody else. And then what happens? Now your pitcher is empty. And it's like, how do we fill this back up? A lot of us tend to rely on other people to fill us back up, you know, our husbands, our wives, our partners, our significant others, our family. And a lot of times they fail us, you know, not to say that like they're doing anything wrong, but it's like sometimes we just hold on to that and we expect that back and we don't get it in the right ways. So we become drained, that water's evaporating. And this is when you start spiraling down. But what I help my clients understand and kind of see for themselves is how to fill that pitcher back up and how to do it on their own. Okay. And it's pretty simple. It's really just like, okay, what do you want and what do you need? And it's like, once you realize you actually have everything that you already need, now it's like, okay, what do you actually want for yourself? Start giving that to yourself. And I'd done this process on myself when I was in a deep depression. And I realized at that point that I really needed time for myself. I felt like I was being taken advantage of. I felt like my family was just weighing me down at the time. And then I started changing that around. And then I did this process on myself again, the personality reveal, like a year later, and everything flipped. Now it's like my family is my huge support system. And it's just amazing how you could get to like such a big change just by really being a little bit more introspective and asking yourself these types of questions and figuring out what it is you really do want for yourself and start giving it to yourself.
I love that. That is amazing. Really, it's amazing. It's amazing how it corresponds with photography. It's so powerful, but yet people mostly see it in one way, because they don't really go so deep like you have, and they don't see the benefits psychologically, mentally, physically, how it could have in your own life, and it could have humongous benefits. Now, why does the traditional self-help often fail if we don't address it in self-perception?
So I feel like self-help is failing a lot of people, like the whole like self-help industry, all the books out there and everything. 'Cause listen, I've done a lot of this myself. It's like I've been told that I'm a badass. I tried the subtle art of not giving a fuck, and it's like, yeah, I know how to just like let them and like let people do things and not worry about them. But a lot of these things don't fully stick when you have a flawed self-perception of yourself. So it's like when you keep seeing yourself as less than worthy, which is also a thing that no one will ever say to themselves, but we show that we're not worthy in a lot of subtle ways. But I feel like the self-help industry is doing very well on the help aspect. So it's like they're giving you tools, they're giving you tactics, which can help, but only if yourself is fully realized. So it's like they're not focusing on the self. And that's what I do. I help people focus back on themselves to really help them get all the answers that they want out of themselves. Because when you rely too much on other people, like other people's advice, other people's, guidance and everything, it doesn't always stick because it's somebody else telling you what to do. But when it's yourself telling you what to do, then you listen because then you're just like, yeah, there's that voice. Like, that's what I really need to be doing. Why am I not doing that? Oh, yeah, because of like all these stupid roadblocks and like all these stupid, limiting beliefs that I put on myself that are not true at all. So it's getting past all of that. And then, So that's where I feel like self-help isn't really working fully. And it's because we need to put more emphasis on the self. There are so many tools and tactics out there, but they're not going to stick unless you work on yourself first. And
I
doing it
agree.
through photography is such a fun way of doing it, you
Yeah.
know?
You wouldn't even think about it because it's not really talked about a lot. Now,
It's not.
do you have specific stories that clients carry about their own bodies? Like, how do these stories, quietly run their lives? Like, the changes they've made in their
Okay.
lives through
Yeah,
photography.
no, I have like so many because after all the years of like dialing in what this experience really should be and like how I frame it, I'm getting consistent results where it's like consistent breakthroughs with a lot of my clients. And one in particular. So after we had her photo exhibition, she's looking at this whole gallery of photos of herself, and she's just in tears. She's laughing. She's smiling. Like all the emotions are just coming out of her. And she starts whispering something to herself. And I'm like, "What are you saying?" And so it's like I lean in closer, and she's saying to herself, "I'm worthy. I'm worthy." So she's looking at her portrait saying, "I'm worthy." And I'm just like, "Damn." I'm just like, okay, like tell me more about that. Like, why, like, what are you realizing right now? And she's like looking at her portraits and she's like, I now realize that I am so much more than everything else. Like, all these people who put me down, like, that is not me. This is me. And she's pointing at her portraits, like, that is me. And that hit me really hard. That really got to me. And it was because for the first time in perhaps her entire life, she really saw who she really is. And she had a really rough upbringing, like even like very early on in life, like 9 years old, like she went through like the worst of it. And then she was like bad relationship after bad relationship. After this, after realizing her full worth, she got out of that bad relationship that she was stuck in. Okay. She now lives on her own. She has like her own job that she loves and everything. And she's doing much better for herself. She's living a much more fuller, happier life because now she knows exactly who she is. Okay. So that's just one example. Another example is, and this was like kind of like early on in my career when I really started realizing, like, oh my God, like I'm onto something here. Because I never used to say that this was a life-changing experience because I felt like that was like way too much. I'm like, it's just pictures. Like, how could it be life-changing? But when I really did it for like this one client who suffered from agoraphobia, so she essentially had like a very big fear of even just like leaving her house, getting out of her surroundings, because that's where she felt the safest. She said that like once she did this, like if you looked at her portraits, you would never be able to guess who it was because she just owned it and she looked so amazing in all of her portraits. And she gave me like one of like the best reviews saying like how it was so life-changing for her. And she started going out more. She started living life actually, as opposed to being afraid of actually living, because doing this experience, yes, you do have to step out of your comfort zone for it, but it is so easy to do. Okay. What are you doing? You're meeting with me. We're talking. And then it's like we end up doing your photo shoot and everything. It's like I understand that there could be some nerves around that, but I break all the nerves right away and I make everybody super comfortable. So it's like the easiest way to break out of your comfort zone. And once you start doing that, in whatever way, whether it's with me or other ways you find to break out of your comfort zone, you start doing it more and more and more and more. Okay. And then you realize it's like, holy crap, like I should not have been afraid to live. I should not have been afraid to live for me. I should not have been afraid to listen to that voice inside of me. And then you start not listening to like all the BS anymore and you really start living for yourself. So, yeah.
I love that. That is truly amazing. Now,
Thank
how
you.
does body image, trauma, and shame disconnect us from who we are? And when does it start? When does the reconnection begin? What have you
So
seen?
here's the thing. All of those things that you just mentioned, like poor body image, this is really just how you view yourself, okay?
Yeah.
Everybody else in the world may have been told, telling you things that kind of just stuck with you, but they're really not true. They're other people's truth that is not yours, okay? So once you kind of start reconnecting with that and you start loving your body more, then you start really appreciating yourself a lot more. Now, when it comes to trauma and abuse, okay, specifically, I am not a licensed therapist. However, this experience has been therapeutic for a lot of my clients because with that abuse, it's kind of just like constantly digging away at yourself. It's digging away at your self-perception because somebody else is forcing you to think another way. They're forcing you to think less of yourself, and you are not less. You are more than you realize. Okay. So I help people reconnect with that. And once again, that's what this whole process is about. It's about
Yeah.
reconnecting with your true self. And a lot of people lose touch with that, especially through trauma, abuse, and just everything else that life throws your way.
I love that. I love that.
It's
And
tough. It
it is
sucks.
tough.
Like I wish I hear the most horrific stories, Stacey. Okay. You women go through so much that a lot of men do not understand. And I empathize with all of it. And I just want to help people really start feeling better about themselves because life in general takes that away from you. And I want people to know it's like you have it, it's inside of you. You just need to see it again. And this is where photography is actually a little bit more powerful,
Yeah.
therapeutically, in my opinion. Okay. I could be completely wrong about this, but the reason why photography sticks a bit more is because it is physical. Okay.
Yes.
You are physically seeing a new side of yourself, a side of yourself that you've been longing to see. And once that happens, it's actually cognitive dissonance that takes play here. Okay. So your brain is forced now to choose between this horrible image of yourself or this much more better image of yourself. And everyone chooses the better image. Okay. And once you start doing that, now you start living that and you start experiencing that more and more in your life.
I love that. Now, if someone was listening that doesn't feel like they're good enough, what's the first micro shift that they can try today?
Just know that you are good enough. Okay. I mean, it sounds, listen, it's a lot harder than it seems to just like shift your perspective. Okay.
Yeah.
But you have to go through the work to work towards shifting it. Okay.
Yeah.
And yes, affirmations aren't necessarily going to help, because a lot of the times when like you're looking in the mirror and somebody told you, it's like, okay, just start looking at yourself and saying how beautiful you are. When you start doing that, after a while, you start feeling like you're lying to yourself. Okay. So this is a little trick that I came up with to kind of actually help make affirmations stick. So if you're looking at yourself and you're saying, I'm beautiful, I love the way I look, and it starts feeling like you are lying to yourself, what you do is you actually back it up with actual evidence. So I call this active affirmations. Okay. So use something from your past as an example. It could be something as simple as, oh, when I was at work, that guy commented about my hair. So there must be something there. I must be beautiful, and then it starts sticking more, but if you're just saying it and you really don't feel it because you have all those negative thoughts that keep spiraling in your brain, you have to back it up with physical evidence or actual evidence from like past life experiences, and it's like, even if it's just like a small thing, like I love my smile, I get complimented on my smile all the time. Yeah, that makes you beautiful. That is fine. You are beautiful because of that. Okay. Start noticing that and start feeling it more. So, yeah, that would be
That.
like the one kind of like quick shift that people could do to start reincorporating that and start feeling these things for themselves. Active affirmations. After you do an affirmation, back it up with actual evidence.
I like that. I like that because a lot of times people look in the mirror and, I would always say, when you look in the mirror, do you like who you see?
Yeah.
And a lot of people, would say no, they don't like who they see. But when you a lot of people say, well, keep saying it to yourself. But like you said, if you keep saying it to yourself, some people are going to feel like they're lying to themselves, but
100%.
if you
I did.
back it
I
up,
felt like I was lying to myself saying all these things until I started backing it up. And it's like, oh crap. Yeah, no, I am handsome. I am good looking, you know? And then you start feeling it. And when you feel it, that's when like it carries on into your life. That's when it becomes confidence. That's when you move on. That's when you start actually accomplishing all the things that you want because now you have the confidence, you know? But if you keep having these negative thoughts, they keep keeping, they hold you back. They hold you back. So it's getting past all of that. Yeah.
I love that. I love that because you don't hear that very often. You don't hear people say, well, say the evidence, like mention, say the affirmation, say what you think, but then back it up by evidence. You don't, I think you're the first one who've ever said it like that, that's been
Thank
on the
you.
show. I've had a lot of people on the
Listen, so this is like everything that I do was essentially to help myself. Okay.
show.
So it's like coming up with the active affirmations was because affirmations weren't working for me until I made it work for myself. So I came up with that and it started clicking. The whole personality reveal that I do for the 3-day experience, I think I might have mentioned it before, but once again, like I was in a deep depression. And I like my insurance at the time did not cover therapy. So I was shit out of luck. So I went online, I found some resources, I found some things that could help me. I tried them out. And when I put it in this kind of like specific order, and when I really got introspective about it, it really helped me. So then I was like, okay, let me try this with my clients. And then I started doing it with my clients and it started working for them. And I'm like, okay, you're onto something here. So this actually works. So once again, it's really just focusing on yourself.
I love that. I love that. Now, can you walk us through your Boudinaire experience from, from step one to, step 10, so to speak?
Yes.
Like, what are the
Okay.
key moments that create that transformation?
Not a problem. Okay. Because once again, this is very unique. I guarantee I am the only boudoir photographer who's doing it in this way. And again, I created it in this way so that it creates those long-lasting results that people are actually looking for. So day one is an in-depth consultation and the personality reveal. So I was already talking about this. Okay, this is where we actually meet in person. It's a nice, quiet environment where you really can just open up and be yourself. Okay, and I guide you through it. So it's nothing crazy. It's very simple, like surface level questions, then like simple things, kind of like what are your strengths, your weaknesses? Like we go through all of that, but then we go deeper than that. And once we go deeper, then you realize it's like, oh my God, this is who I really am. Okay. And just from that point on, a lot of people already start feeling like this amazing shift in themselves. And then we kind of get you prepared for your photo shoot. So it's like there's a lot of stuff that happens in between the days, you know, as far as like prep work and, you know, mood boards and all that good stuff. But day two is the actual portrait session. And this is a full day dedicated just to my clients. We don't book multiple clients in the same day. So no one's feeling rushed, no one's feeling pressured. And it's a day to just celebrate you. So you get full hair, makeup, you know, full portrait session, all that good stuff. But you really like what I'm really doing. Pardon me. I'm giving people the chance to really be themselves. So it's like that side of them that we kind of uncovered in the personality reveal. This is the day where we capture all of that for our clients. And then day three is the private photo exhibition. Okay. I go all out on editing, printing, retouching, matting, and framing the absolute best images for my client's shoot. And we set it up in a very amazing way so that our clients get to walk into a literal gallery of themselves. And doing it on this scale is what really makes it click. Because if I just showed you digitals, you know, like if I'm just like, okay, here are the photos, you go through them, you're like, maybe I like this one. Maybe I like that one. I don't know. It's very hard to decide when it's all digital. But when it's physical, when it's something you could touch and feel and like see right there and see big, giant frames, you're just floored. You're like, oh my God, there she is. That's who I've been looking to see. And, you know, it used to actually bug me when clients used to say, like, oh my God, there she is. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, that's you. It's not someone different. It's you. But what I realized is when they're saying, like, oh my God, there she is, They're talking about that voice that's inside them. They're talking about that side of themselves that they've been dying to see again. So, yeah, it does feel like a completely different person, even though it is still you. But they're looking at that at themselves and they're like, yeah, there she is. And I love getting people to that point. And the way that I'm able to do that is through this whole experience. Okay. A lot of times people ask me if I could like dial it down, you know, just do the shoot and whatever. And I'm like, every time I tried it, it failed. And also, every time I tried to market it, no one wanted it anymore. So it's like, I have to do it this way. It has to be this big. It has to be this elaborate. And I also learned fairly recently because, once again, I started getting very consistent results with this. And as a business, it's just like, that's really good. You should have consistent results. But I always go deep and I just kept asking myself, why? Like, what's really happening here? Why is this really working? And I learned that. Without fully knowing it, I baked in kind of like CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy techniques, as well as neuroscience throughout the entire experience. So it's like what you're actually doing throughout this experience is cognitive reframing. So you're reframing your negative beliefs into more positive ones. You get cognitive dissonance. Okay. So once again, this is that kind of forced decision between like the bad version of yourself and the good version of yourself. So we get that at the end. And there's also things like mirror neurons that are at play here. So mirror neurons, that's just if you see something, you start to feel it. Okay. So with these portraits, the portraits actually become totems. So it's like when you look at them in the future, you literally relive that feeling of your true self. So that's really powerful. There's also like anchoring and like other things that are at play in here. And it's just such a powerful experience by design. And it's funny because I was doing all of this unwillingly. Like this was just how I decided to make this the best experience possible. And it just so happened to be that it's because of all these proven techniques, and that's why it's working.
I love that. I love
Yeah.
that. Now, you have a special giveaway coming up,
I
and tell us about
do.
it. I want to hear it because it's coming up
Oh my
soon.
God. Okay, so before even just the fact that I'm giving it away, okay, what I'm doing is actually a very insane photo project that I've been wanting to do for a while that I put together. And it's something that I call the Worthy 30. Okay, it's only for 30 people. But you get the full 3-day experience that I went over. It also includes 12 fine art prints. It includes like a free upgrade to like either like the album or the deluxe box. But what I'm so proud of is what it also includes is what we're doing. All 30 people, with their permission, of course, is we're going to share their portrait, like a portrait that they choose, and their story, and we're going to create kind of like a coffee table book out of this. So you're going to get a copy of that book. You're also going to get 2 tickets to the event that we're going to throw for like the launch of the book, you know, once we have that all completed, once all 30 people are completed and the book is ready. So I'm super excited about that. But as you kind of already spilled the beans for me, Stacy, okay, what we are also doing is for my birthday, we are running a giveaway where we're giving away one spot to the Worthy 30. Okay. Now, if
Love
you
that.
add everything up, you know, everything that you get, the 3-day experience, the prints, the book, everything, it's over $10,000 in value. So, what we're giving away is literally a prize of over $10,000 to somebody. Okay. You'll have the links for everyone where they could sign up for that and whatnot. And we're going to announce the winner towards like the end of October. Okay, so we're only running it for a limited time. And honestly, spots for the Worthy 30 have already been filling up. At this point, we have like 17 spots that are open. So people are booking into this before the giveaway and for very good reasons, because it's an amazing experience. Okay, so yeah, that's kind of like the giveaway. That's what we're trying to promote right now. I'm super excited about it because it's been a passion project of mine for a while, and I'm so excited to actually get it up and running and get it off the ground. And it's just such a amazing way for people to kind of reconnect with themselves. But what I noticed with the experience, which is why I'm doing the Worthy 30 project, is so many of my clients have very shared experiences. A lot of you women go through a lot of the same things. However, you try to go through it all on your own and you think that you are alone. So doing this Worthy 30 project is a way for me to kind of like infuse a sense of community behind this experience as well. So that's the other thing that I'm super excited about this, because when we have that event, when we bring everyone together for this massive party, it's for all of them to kind of get together and be like, yeah, we were this person, now we're this person. And just to see like how many other people went through similar stories and everything. It's going to be powerful. It's going to be so awesome. I'm so excited for it. And the fact that I'm in the position where I can give this prize away, I'm so stoked for it.
I'm very stoked about it. I
Yeah.
think this is amazing. So
Well, you're
many
more than
people.
welcome to enter, Stacy.
I think I'm going to enter.
Yeah.
Definitely, definitely. So many people crash, in life. So many people get stuck in life. And as you said, as a woman, it's very hard. People don't realize how many challenges women go through, and the emotions and the changes that women have gone through, whether, their body, their brain, mentally, physically. Everything, your life changes as you get older, as you have children, as you become, a mother, as you get, so many different things. But, look, being able to swipe those titles away and then do photography and then actually look at yourself and in a way that goes beyond just taking pictures and really dig and dive deep into yourself and be able to really see the beauty within. It is life-changing because once you're able to do that, you start to visualize a whole different you and all those, your confidence level, your self-esteem, your self-worth, all those things start changing and start developing into something that you probably never thought was even possible.
It's 100, it's 1000% true. Okay. And it's like, yes, I am a photographer. You do get portraits at the end of this. It's not the portraits that anyone is paying for. You know, it's that scene of yourself. It's that getting that version of you out into the world and having actual proof of it. That's what the portraits are. The portraits are proof. They're evidence of who you are deep down. That's what I create. And that's how I infuse these portraits to become something much more powerful than just, oh yeah, look at this pretty picture of me. Isn't this fun? You know, it's like that's all well and good, but I always go deeper. I always wanted to make something that is a true experience, because that word gets thrown around a lot. And I nailed it with this, I have to say. You know, give myself a pat on the
Definitely
back.
did. Oh,
But
100%.
no, it's just through the proof of my clients, you know. I forgot what year it was, but I won the Portrait Masters Award, okay, for boudoir photography. And that was awesome. I'm like, oh, this is fantastic. I won this award. That award doesn't mean much to me. What does mean a lot to me is my client guest book that I have. Because after everyone goes through their experience, I ask them to write a little message in this book. So I always use that book. Like, that's my real trophy, you know, just seeing everyone's responses, how this made them feel. That's what it's all about.
That is what it's all about. Now,
Yeah.
if you had to take today's conversation and you wanted to emphasize on a couple important factors that you want the listeners to walk away with and remember, what are some things you'd like to share with the listeners today from our conversation?
I mean, the real path to change is by shifting your self-perception. I fundamentally believe that. I truly do. Because we keep looking for other answers throughout the world, you know, through like different resources, different self-help guides, forming habits, not giving a shit what other people think. Like, that's all well and good, but you have to focus on yourself first. So it's like doing introspection work is super powerful. This has been like the number one thing that has made like a massive improvement in my life. And it just sucked because I had to figure this out on my own. And, but it's like that's the beauty of introspection. It's you finding the answers for yourself. And when you do that, you're more likely to follow through and live those answers out, because it's you telling yourself what to do. So, yeah, it's really like once your self-perception changes, your entire life direction could change as well. So
I love
that
that.
would be like the one takeaway.
I love that. Now,
And
before
also go visit GregoryJamesPhotography.com.
Yes, definitely. And that's what my
Learning
next
about
question was going to be. I was going to
it.
tell you, ask you, where can people find you? On the internet, on your website, if people want to ask you questions, is it your website that's the best place for people to go
So
to?
the best place is the website, gregoryjamesphotography.com. It is a mouthful. I'm sorry about that. You could also go to gregoryjames.photo if that makes it easier for you to type in. But that's where you're going to get like all the information about the entire experience. There should be a pop-up for the giveaway by the time you're watching this, as well as we'll have direct links to everything in this video. Stacy, if you're willing to share that with everybody, that would be a huge help. But yeah, that's the best way to kind of like get the base information about what this experience will really do for you. If you want to see my portraits, you want to see some like reels from past clients, go to my Instagram channel. That's gregoryjames.photo. So you could find me there. And those are the best ways to get to me.
I love it. I love it. Well, this has been amazing, and I thank you
Thank
so much for
you.
coming on the show. And I just love the fact that you go beyond just taking pictures. It's not about just coming into a photo studio and just, you're there for a reason and you're taking pictures and then you leave. You're coming out of there with a change, a whole change in your whole, the way that you think, the way you feel, the way you view life, the way it's a life-changing transformation is what it is.
That's what it's
And
supposed to be. This is
yeah.
what everyone told me it was supposed to be, and nobody's been doing it this way.
Exactly.
Nobody's really been living up to that title. So it's like, that's why I do it the way that I do it. That's why that is why it is as extravagant as it is, and that is
Yes.
why it costs as much as it does. This isn't something cheap. This is a true experience. It is an investment in yourself, but it's an investment in you. It's an investment in yourself to get that self out and see it and
Exactly.
live it and just embody everything that really is you. And
Yes.
one last little quick tidbit, okay? For the people who do have a firm understanding of themselves, because I've had this in the past, Janelle was a great example of this. Even though she knew exactly who she was and what she wanted for her shoot, her personality reveal was like really quick. We did that in like 1 hour. Her shoot was a blast. It was so much fun. And then when she had her reveal, when she had her private photo exhibition, she was still blown away by everything. And in those cases, it's just more reaffirming who you are. So it's really for everybody. It's not just for people who have like lower self-perception, but this does help you amplify everything that is you.
I love that. I love that. Well,
Yeah.
Gregory, this has been
It's
amazing, and I thank you
been
so
a
much
blast,
for coming on the
Stacy.
show. Yes, and I'm so glad you're doing this, and I'm so glad you're helping people change lives through photography and what you do. And you're just an amazing individual, and I just want to thank you for coming on the show. Thank
Thank
you.
you. Thank you for having me as a guest. This has been truly fantastic. You're amazing. I love your podcast. For everyone else, go back through her past episodes and listen to everybody else because everybody has such great advice for you. And you just make it so easy for everybody to be open and free, Stacey. So keep doing what you're doing. You're amazing. And let's
Thank
keep helping other people become amazing as well.
100%, 100%. Oh, thank you so much. And you have a great day, Gregory.
You too. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.